So to start off, if one of you would talk about the libretto.
Sure.
Go ahead, Drake.
So the story of Lakmé is a story about an Indian priestess, and she meets a British soldier. And the British soldier stumbles into the place where she is resting right after she's just left. And he stays around, and they meet, and they fall very much in love right away. And then later, her father, who's a Brahmin priest, takes her to the town square because he finds out that the British soldier had arrived in the secluded spot, and that's an abomination against their religion. And so he brings her to the town square, and he has her sing this incredibly beautiful song called the Bell Song, which is very famous and one of the hardest things that a soprano can sing. And then while she's singing that, the British soldier makes himself known, and the Brahmin priest has him stabbed by a group of conspirators. And the Lakmé, who is the Indian priestess, has the British soldier ferreted away to a secret hiding place, basically. And then while she's there, he wakes up, and they are again deeply in love. But he realizes that he needs to go back to the British soldiers, who are about to go march against her father, the Brahmin priest. And when he realizes that, she kills herself because she can't imagine being without him, and also it's very painful for her to have him sort of break his oath. So she eats what's a datura flower, and it causes her to die, and then that's the end of the opera, and there's lots of gnashing of teeth and wailing of voices.
It's a sort of cosmopolitan Romeo and Juliet.
Yes, or if you know Madame Butterfly, it's very similar to Butterfly as well.
And you, Brittany, are playing the role of Lakmé.
Yes, yes, I am.
And I saw you in The Magic Flute a few years back.
Okay.
It was amazing. Yeah. Talk about this piece, the Bell Song. How hard is it?
It is very hard. I guess the other thing, the reason why it's not done so much is because the whole score, especially for the soprano and tenor, is very, very hard and very challenging. But Drake and I somehow... we pull it off a little bit.
We manage.
And, but the Bell Song, it's hardest because it's a little different than the rest of the score. The rest of the score is very, I should say, is more lyrical, kind of for like a lyric soprano. But the Bell Song it's difficult because it has all of these extra coloratura moments and higher things in it. And just to start off the Bell Song, it's completely a cappella. I get a little blump, blump, blump. I end up on a table, and I have to kind of tell these townspeople, actually more or less coaxing Gerald out, but telling these townspeople about this story. And just to start off, I mean, I'm singing a cappella, which is already incredibly hard, and it's this long riff that ends on a high E, which in most music is not really written out. There's only a few pieces that have like high E's or even like high F's, as the Queen of the Night does in The Magic Flute. And so throughout it just goes back through, I guess, showing how difficult it is through telling this story. It goes through this whole musical, like lyric soprano melody, and then you get into it, it picks up again with these little staccato bells when she's imitating the bells with her voice. And again, we're back into the high coloratura land and staccatos, and it just keeps getting larger and larger and larger till, of course, she ends on the highest note, as usually in most operas do, with the soprano on the highest note of the piece, and then it ends. But just having that sitting right in the middle of the act after this long, long first act with her first meeting Gerald, and then having to also turn around to act three and having the whole long dying scene, it's very, very, very challenging to have that right in the middle. But, you know, I'm doing a good job so far.
Doing a great job.
Valerie, you're going to play Malika. Tell me about your character.
Well, there's not much to tell about Malika. She's sort of a confidant and a friend of Lakmé's, probably one of the only ones. But, you know, you have to have a singer, a significant singer, to do the role, because she's the one piece that I sing is the famous, famous flower duet, which is one of the most famous pieces of all opera of all time. And when I actually got hired to do the role, I was like, oh, yeah, I've done that a million times, you know, because we do it on every concert. concert and everything. British Airways used it for their commercial theme for a while. It's been on hundreds of TV shows, including The Simpsons have not been above using the flower duet. So when people go to see Lakme, you know, there's sort of an excitement about that duet, and Lakme sings it with her servant confidant, Malika. So that's really my whole role.
You are the
very
star.
Important. I am the star.
Very important.
This song is more famous than the opera, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very much.
Talk, if you would, a little bit just about the staging and the costumes and what all has gone into that.
Everything is very, as you said, is very period. We actually just had a photo shoot for some publicity actually done yesterday and got to see the rest of the cast's costumes. And, I mean, just the setting itself, I mean, this is set in India, so you're going to have a lot of vibrant colors, a lot of gorgeous jewelry, and just, I mean, it's just stunning. It's stunning what Maureen has done, as well as I think we have rented some of the costumes from Sarasota Opera when they did it. And the sets are actually being built, and we have wonderful staging, a wonderful director, Linda Brandt, who was here last year for De Fledermausse, and is again back here for Lakme, and she has put this together in such a beautiful way. Like, the story that's being told between Lakme and Gerald is just stunning.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.